Donald Trump's lawyers sent a written response on Wednesday to special counsel Robert Mueller with their latest counterproposal for the terms of a possible interview with the president as the two sides move into the final stages of negotiations. Here's Trump's
lawyer. If it isn't over by September, then we have a very, very serious violation of the Justice Department rules that you shouldn't be conducting one of these investigations in the 60-day period. Look, he's got plenty of time to either decide. We offered him an opportunity to do a form of questioning. He can say yes or no.
That was Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Joining me is Bill Banks, professor at Syracuse University School of Law. So, Bill, we've been discussing this possible interview for so many months. Let's start with the last question first. Is Trump going to ever sit down to agree with an interview with Mueller?
Well, June, I think until he released his most recent tweet about the 2016 meeting, the answer was maybe he will. I think the tweet that he released on Monday morning where he admitted that the purpose of the meeting in 2016 was to get information on an opponent, as he put it, and that he did not know about it. I think the two aspects of that tweet, one, that the purpose of the meeting was to get information on an opponent. If that was the purpose of the meeting, it was clearly unlawful. They were conspiring with Russians to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. And second, whether he knew about it or not, of course, is crucial. So now Mr. Mueller and his team have all the more reason to want to talk to the president than they did before. And I think at the same time, the president, because he's now gone on a Twitter record to say that he didn't know about the meeting, if he contradicts that or if he holds to it and then is found later to have known to have done otherwise, as his lawyer Michael Cohen is likely to testify, then he's in even more hot water.
Bill, the issue is supposedly about whether Trump is going to answer questions about obstruction. What does that tell you about the fears of the legal team?
Well, I think they're afraid that the president will perjure himself, and that indeed the obstruction charge would be made more real. I think, you know, whether or not there's an eventual interview and whether or not the Mueller team takes this to a grand jury, there's surely going to be a substantive report to Congress that, depending on how the election goes this fall, could provide the grounds for an impeachment proceeding if the Democrats get control of the House. Certainly, articles will be drafted. Whether or not there's ever an actual proceeding, it's far too early to say.
Are Trump's lawyers just trying to drag this out until it's too late for Mueller to do anything before the midterms because of, Justice Department advisory guidelines?
I think they are, yes. But, we know that Mueller's team can still go to a grand jury with this. And if they don't get an agreement with the president's lawyers about an interview in the last couple of weeks in August, then they may well choose to take that next step. And that's hardball. But the president may be in a better position playing hardball now if the courts would eventually agree that he has a constitutional opportunity to avoid such an interview. Then he may not get caught in his lies, or he may not have an opportunity to dig deeper holes for him or his kids.
Let's say that this is a regular case. It doesn't involve the president. It involves a regular person. And prosecutors want to charge obstruction. They wouldn't necessarily talk to the target of the investigation if they were going after someone for obstruction, would they? I mean, they can make the charges without interviewing Trump.
Yes, they can. And he may well already have enough material for a charge if he were an ordinary person. I think there's a respect that's owed the office of the presidency, of course, and I think the Mueller team is trying to show it to afford the president an opportunity to tell his side of the story. As I said a moment ago, the problem this week is this tweet seems to make his legal position very difficult in that regard. I did not know about it, he said. And certainly Michael Cohen and others have already said that they would testify that the president full well knew about the meeting before it happened.
Does it seem to you as if he's sort of holding back a little bit since that tweet because of maybe things that his lawyers have told him, or he's heard on the news what people that, you know, the reaction of people to that tweet?
Well, I'm sure he's seen or heard it on Fox, but you know, he's had a history of one day listening to his lawyers and the next day rejecting everything they said the day before. So, you know, during the course of this week, he may have backed off a little bit, but certainly in a year and three quarters into the presidency, the expectation would be that he'll be back at it soon.
So Rudy Giuliani, as we've discussed, has been acting more as a, you know, mouthpiece, PR, rather than an attorney for Trump. And he keeps talking about when the investigation is going to be over. And he's always wrong about it. Now he's saying that Mueller should wrap it up by the beginning of September, with or without an interview. Why is he making these statements repeatedly? Does he know something that we don't know? Or is he just, you know, trying to sort of, you know, set expectations?
I think he's playing politics here, and he's trying to set expectations. He's being a good advocate for the president here. Matters do get more sensitive close to an election, but there are no rules, no written rules. There's an unwritten rule that you back away from politically sensitive materials close to election, but it's certainly not in the Justice Department regulations, and Mueller can go on as long as the job requires.
So speaking about the investigation as a whole, you know that the Manafort trial, which is the first real test of Mueller's team, is going on and probably will wrap up soon. And they've had a lot of problems with the judge. If they should either lose that case or there's a hung jury, what kind of impact would that have on Mueller's investigation?
I think symbolically it would be very harmful because this is the first high-profile proceeding. Even though there have been indictments, there hasn't been a trial. As a matter of law or as a matter of sort of substantive impact on the investigation, I'd say not much because these are they're players, but they're only players in the campaign on the questions of collusion. And on the questions of obstruction, there's certainly much more to write about. Others were present at this 2016 meeting, including his son, Donald Jr., and his son-in-law. So it's, you know, the fate of those individuals and others associated with the campaign have yet to be determined, either in a legal proceeding that Mueller might proceed or simply in a damning report to Congress, which
All right.
is sure to follow.
Thanks so much. More to come, Bill. As always, that's Bill Banks, professor at Syracuse University School of Law. Coming up on Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power and Law, China tariffs and what it means for the U.S. economy and trade. We're going to be talking to a congressman. This is Bloomberg.